This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for April 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 32 to 34. It says there, "I am eager to learn all that you want me to do. Help me to understand more and more." End of quote. Socrates said, "Education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel." End of quote. The author of the book of Psalm 119 is unknown. However, many of the opinion that David, Ezra, or Daniel wrote it. The main theme of the book of Psalm 119 is the excitement to learn, study, and practice the Word of God. Ezra was a man who set his heart to study, practice, and teach the Torah, which contains the first five books of the Bible, Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. Being the priest who devoted himself to study and practice and teach, it makes sense to a conclusion that Ezra wrote it, although we are not sure. The primary meaning of Torah is teaching or instruction. Due to God's love toward human beings, He has given us a body of teaching and laws so that we can safely live here on His earth. The whole of the Bible, called the Scripture, is God-breathed. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Our today's Bible insights say, "I am eager to learn all that you want me to do. Help me to understand more and more." End of quote. The passion and enthusiasm of the author is revealed in this verse. He is eager to learn all that God wants him to do. He wants to understand more and more of His Word. The author magnifies the dire necessity of God's Word in our lives. He uses different words for God's Word. They are the law, or Torah, testimony, precepts, statute, commandment, judgment, and word. Beloved, the background of our today's Bible insight is fascinating. He is eager to learn all God wants him to do and understand more and more of God's word amid all the very serious, difficult circumstances of his life. He illustrates those. He says, "Sneering of the people," verse 22 and 51, "Insult," 22, 39, 42, "Plots against him," 23, "Point of death," verse 25, "Troubles," 26, 153, "Sorrow," verse 28, "Deceits," 29, "Hurt," verse 50, "Trap," 61, "Reputation ruined by liars," verse 69, "Misery," 92, "Weariness," 123, and "Brutal enemies," verse 157. You see, it appears to be a paradox. When many people depart from the Creator and the Redeemer God, when faced with unpleasant experiences in life, our author wants to learn all the more about God and His Word. There are several reasons why he wants to learn more about God's Word. Verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." End of quote. You see, human teachings and opinions changes over the time, but not God's word in the Bible. It lasts forever and ever. The truth of the word of God does not change over the time. It is settled in heaven forever. Verses 151 to 152 says, "But you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. I have known from my earliest days that your laws will last forever." End of quote. Do you put your trust in human opinions or teachings or God's word that is always true and will never be changed and altered? You see, the truth of the word of God in the Bible and its eternal and everlasting nature carries with it the idea of stability amid an ever-changing people and world. Isaiah 40:6-8 and 1 Peter 1:24-25. You see, God is behind all His words and promises. Keep this in mind when you read the Bible. The author says, "Thy word is sweeter than honey to my mouth," verse 103. "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path," 105. "Thy word is pure," verse 140. "I rejoice at thy word," verse 161. "The law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces," verses 72. Moreover, the psalmist is asking, "How can a young man keep his way pure?" And then he answers, "By keeping it according to thy word," verse 9. You see, without knowing and understanding the Word of God, the Bible, how can a man keep his ways pure in today's evil culture? How do you see the distinction between right and wrong when the distinction is blurred? Apostle Paul testified his eagerness and passion for knowing the Lord Jesus Christ in Philippians 3 verses 7 to 10. He says there is surpassing value in knowing Jesus Christ. To gain Jesus Christ, he considered all the good things in his life as a rubbish. His passion was to know the Son of God, Jesus Christ, intimately, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Beloved, enthusiasm to learn all that God wants you to do and increase the understanding of his word and him is the most worthy one. It is the high calling in your life. Knowing the Bible and Jesus Christ kindles the flame of love and grace, mercy and compassion, and many more fruits inside you. A world full of wickedness and evil, as we see it today, thirst for these fruits. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I am eager and enthusiastic to learn all that you want me to do. Please help me to understand more and more about you and your word, the Bible. I know you sent your only begotten Son to this earth to die in my place for all of my sins and shortcomings. I know I can get forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life by accepting Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I turn away from my sinful lifestyle and invite Jesus into my heart. Help me, Lord, to know more about you and your in the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.